worry about is the vehicle right and the price. And with 25 lending partners, they'll get you done. Time to love what you drive. Visit jackinghamselect.com.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Well, traffic continues to build this afternoon. Already, we've got a lot of cars on the road. Light to mostly moderate traffic, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards, light to moderate, but no major problems around the Montgomery area. Nothing that's really going to slow you down other than a little bit of heavy traffic. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us the same message. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Invisible Fence has Boundary Plus technology, giving your pet more play area right up to the boundary. No confusion, no lockouts, no stress. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
This is former Alabama Supreme Court Justice Glenn Murdoch. Alabama is a great place to live and work and raise our families because Alabamians are a good people of faith and traditional values. But a huge gambling bill in Montgomery would change our culture forever. 10 massive casinos bringing more crime to our big cities and small towns. Highly addictive cell phone betting and the state selling the lie of lottery riches to the poor and most vulnerable. With all that's wrong in the world, this is no time to give up on our traditional values in Alabama. Call and ask your senator to be the leader you elected them to be. To stand strong and vote no on gambling and keep Alabama a great place to live and work and raise our families. Thank you.
Call your senator at 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. 334-261-0800. Paid for by Eagle Forum, Alabama.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Come out to Wind Creek, Montgomery, March 28th through the 30th for three action-packed days of competition, fun, and live entertainment during our second annual Pusa Jeep Fest. Check out the Jeeps and watch them compete for great prizes. Join in on the pizza eating contest. Shop or grab a bite at Food Truck Alley. New this year, take a photo with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot, free to the public. See times and details at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest in Wind Creek is sponsored and endorsed by FCA US LLC.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of the Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
And now a star is born. On March 25th, 1947, the world welcomed little baby Elton John.
Oh, I see the head and the sunglasses. And the feather boa.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Congratulations, it's a tiny dancer.
Elton John, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
What's next at 4, Jesse Lynn? News.
With us SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A New York judge in Donald Trump's hush money case rescheduling the trial for April 15th, and a New York court has agreed to hold off collection of Mr. Trump's $450 million civil fraud judgment if he puts up a $175 million bond within 10 days. Mr. Trump says he will. UN Security Council today demanding a ceasefire in Gaza. United States abstained on that resolution, which also demanded the release of all hostages taken captive in the war. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has canceled a planned visit to the U.S. by a high-level delegation. The White House says it's perplexed by that. And Boeing CEO David Calhoun says he will step down from the company at the end of the year. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
This is not headline news. Elton John turned 77 today. He's showing his age. In fact, he barely remembers when rock was young, and he has no idea who Susie even is. An 18-year-old Canadian girl named Emily is one of the few people in the world with a highly superior autobiographical memory. She can remember everything, dates, times, events, and that time her boyfriend said he'd be over at 7 but didn't show up till 8:32. People who fall in love with coworkers may have what's called office goggles. Unless the coworkers have jobs in radio, then they just have what's called low standards. And The Phantom Menace is getting a theatrical re-release because Star Wars fans spoke and George Lucas didn't listen. This is not headline news.
And welcome back to our second hour of our weekly exploration of the idiocracy that America is becoming more and more of every passing day. David Blackman is our tour guide. David Blackman is our blogger buddy from Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain. And David, let's launch the hour by once again giving folks your blog address so people can find you and support your work.
Find me at Substack, davidblackman.substack for politics and blackman.substack for energy.
Oh, God. Now, details on how Trump could use Wall Street windfall for legal battles. Oh, God forbid he...
Hey, by the way, you know that merger that he's fixing to execute with his Truth Social?
Yes.
With the other platform whose name I'm going to forget. His net worth is now going to go up to $6.4 billion, according to Bloomberg, which is double what it was when he was forced out of the presidency.
Wow. How about that? Did better after they were out of elected office instead of enriching themselves while in it. And I'm talking to you, Nancy Pelosi, you evil, disgusting, human, saggy old bag of a human being. Not that I'm bitter or angry. You understand? Soldier Boy.
$6.4 billion is a very conservative estimate. Boy, it's probably more north of $8 billion.
It's just, David, isn't it just so predictable how the left is reacting to the reduction of that? They don't care if murderers or people who committed murder, charged with it, are being released with no bail. They don't care about that. This is important to them, and that's why they're all a group of mental patients looking for four walls and a suit that zips up from behind. Soldier Boy.
And somebody should tell James Carville that that's what's killing the Democratic Party, not Gabby women or whatever he said. Anyways, go ahead, Soldier Boy. Sorry.
No, no problem. Thank you for taking my call, first of all. Hey, I just want to see, I see that the ISIS terrorists, the four of them, showed up at a Raymond in Russia this morning. And I do believe they're not New York. They don't have that no cash bail bond, do they?
In Russia?
No, not in Russia.
They wish they did. Did you see the body massage? They got full stone massages, too, man. They look really good in court.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be interested to know if they still have all their fingers and toes.
Well, you know what's funny is we used to do that when we stole a horse in the cowboy days. They'd hang you in public, right? French Inquisition, right. They'd take you in and chop your head off right in front of the town hall. And they have Chop Hop Square in Saudi Arabia and Middle East countries and everything. We used to have these things to deter people. I guarantee it, Mr. Putin's telling a clear, concise message to these ISIS terrorists. If you think you're going to come back over here again, we got another note for you to sing to.
Yeah.
He is not playing no games. Not like Joe would. Oh, let's release them, and I hope they come back and come back on their court date, and we'll no cash bond for those terrorists. No, they killed 130 people.
No, and there's a terror act committed here. The first thing they do is blame old white Republicans or something similar. You know, they're standard.
No, there's got to be a way to blame it all on Trump somehow.
Right? Thanks for the call, Soldier Boy. Appreciate it.
So let's all do a little review here.
Sure.
About who it was that created ISIS in the first place.
Whoa!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Him and John McCain. that's the truth. The United States funded ISIS because they were supposedly going to be the good guys, the rebels in the civil war in Syria. Right.
That worked out really well.
Yeah, and that worked out really well. And of course, it's all been scrubbed from the internet now. But at the time, there were videos out there showing these quote rebels in Syria driving around in brand new Toyota RAV4s that America sent over to them, dressed in all American clothes, wearing Nike tennis shoes that had been paid for by the United States,
sure,
and carrying U.S. made rifles and other military gear. Okay, so if ISIS really is responsible for what happened in Moscow, and I think it's really kind of questionable still who was really behind that attack, well, we can trace that right back to Barack Hussein Obama and his doorstep.
I can't imagine.
Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, up yours too.
Yeah.
Hey, a breaking story. Is it Puff Diddy? P. Diddy? Puddly Wuddly
Wuddly. Yeah, I saw that during the break. Man,
yeah, his mansions in Los Angeles and Miami are raided by a huge team of Homeland Security agents as part of a sex trafficking probe as he faces lawsuits and sex abuse claims. And again, if this is true, how long has this been going on and why did nobody do something about it? I'm sure somebody spoke up.
Well, take care of Diddy, but we still can't see Jeffrey Epstein's client list, right?
Right, exactly. No, we can't. America can't handle that. They're always deciding what we can and can't handle. Somebody is.
Of course, I have no sympathy for Diddy at all. He's really been doing that. I wish they'd hang him in the public square. Well, if that's what he's really been doing.
I'm going to post that on social media. Why does this thing always have all caps on? So the first letter is small. I know.
First world problem.
Am I showing my age when I make a confession like that? 272-9228 if you'd like to join the conversation with David Blackman. It's okay. I put that up there.
Oh, I've got a great story for y'all.
Please.
Talking about old man problem. So I'm getting ready to record a deal tomorrow, an hour-long interview on the Deepwater Horizon story with a group out of New York. They're putting together a documentary, and we had to go through a mic test of this lapel mic that they sent to me, and you know, we fiddled and fooled around with it for about 20 minutes, and it's a couple of young people, you know, on a Zoom call with me, and at one point I apologized. I said, man, I'm completely inept with technology, and one of the young lady that was on the call, she said, oh no, you're really good at this. Man, most people we deal with, it takes an hour. We're almost done here. So that's the first time anyone has ever told me I'm good with technology. And I just had to brag about that.
What a tale of redemption. I think that even inspired... I think that even inspires Jeb.
Please clap.
Yeah.
Please clap. Absolutely. Now, that's worthy of applause.
Way to go, David. Where are we? We're at 4:15 already. Man, time flies when you're on the radio with us. Can we talk about, yeah, and I saw that you had written on this last week, the energy transition, that somebody spoke up and said that communism,
the professor in Sweden?
Yeah, yeah. That we need communism to be really effective with this. God.
Oh, right.
Well, I mean, he's absolutely right, isn't he? I mean, I've written about this, you know, that really struck a chord with me because I probably don't agree with this guy. He's a professor in the School of Public Housing and, you know, some worthless degree school at this university in Sweden.
Right.
And his bio, I mean, his own degree must be so obscure that his bio doesn't even list what he's a professor of. Right. So I'm sure I disagree with him about literally everything except this one deal where he stumbled across the truth that China's system, a communist, brutal communist regime that enslaves people and uses child labor to do all the mining and other dirty work that has to be done to make renewables even possible, that's the perfect system to facilitate the energy transition. This is literally what he's writing. You know, China's so far ahead of everybody else on building renewables and building electric vehicles. And he's right. Well, why is that? Because there's no elections. There's no freedoms. The people don't have any ability to say no to anything. And so the communist regime can just dictate to everyone, you know, what you can and can't have. And literally, he was writing about that as if that's a wonderful thing. And that capitalism is so terrible and democracy is so awful because you just can't do these 20-year plans and execute them in a free country, which is why, and I want to remind everyone of this, I know I'm going on a long time, but this is why you have to understand why every solution that the Obama administration is putting into regulation and law right now related to energy and climate has the effect of depriving you. It forces you to live with deprivation of freedoms, of the ability to move around, the freedom of choice, the freedom of a reliable power grid, which we're losing very rapidly in the United States, the freedom to decide what car you want to buy. You're about to lose that too. All of everything they're doing is designed to deprive you of freedom, which is the hallmark of a communist government. So, I had a lot of fun with that one.
All right, Randall, I need you to hang on the line. David, we'll be back to you in just a moment here. We have traffic and weather together coming up in just a moment. Reminder for men who are experiencing things like lack of motivation, lack of energy, fatigue, ongoing fatigue, unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, you don't feel as toned, even a decrease in libido. All of these things could be indicators of low T, low testosterone. In fact, low testosterone and erectile dysfunction are something that affect most men after the age of 40, at least temporarily. And Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of that problem for guys who are experiencing those symptoms. And knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating these issues. In fact, urologists now recommend that men have a testosterone and a PSA check on prostate health annually starting at age 18, just to be sure. It makes sense. And this is all stuff I've learned from the team at Montgomery Men's Health. Guys who suffer from low T sometimes don't even know it, but it does affect life big time. And the providers there have set you up to get answers and medical solutions if your number is low. For $99, they give you a testosterone-focused lab workup and a consultation for just $99. That means they don't just hand you a number and say, here, they have medical solutions that can change the news if it's not where it's supposed to be. Low T treatments truly do change lives. You can get back that higher energy, the better gains in the gym, mental clarity, even improved sleep, faster metabolism. They can help you with weight loss at Montgomery Men's Health and an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. That number is 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. Traffic and Rich's forecast just ahead.
Well, we have a new accident. Troy Highway at Taylor Road. Please watch out for emergency units headed there. Everywhere else around Montgomery, we're busy this afternoon. Got a lot of traffic, mostly moderate traffic flow, I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Boulevards are loaded up, and we've got a lot of outbound traffic on 231 to Wetumpka, 31 to Prattville, Troy Highway. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated if any other accidents come your way this afternoon. Spring is here at Premier Place, Shop Cato Fashion, Sally Beauty, Professional and Spa, America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible, collecting rent on time and frequent inspections, help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hey y'all, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. I haven't always been a drafter. I grew up in the radio TV broadcasting business in Pensacola, which is why I know the value of advertising on Blue Water Broadcasting. And you know the first thing you do when you get in the car is turn on the radio. Blue Water Broadcasting gets results. Big Block Designs has grown because we advertise with Blue Water. It works. Want to grow your business? You should too. Have a better day.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system fast approaching. The winds are picking up ahead of it, and wind advisory is in effect tonight with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. We're dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours at times, high 71. Wednesday's high 73. We'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday, mostly sunny, and then warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Boy, does he have a lot of chutzpah.
You nasty.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It is 425, and we go straight to Randall as we explore the Idiocracy with our friend David Blackman. Randall, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Man,
Good evening, Mrs. Davis. Miss Rose.
Hey, Randall.
Hats off to you, Mr. Gregg, keeping that ball team loaded, baby.
We got to talk about Shohei Ohtani.
His first time. Oh, this did it now. The first R&B singer sued him, and he paid. He thought he could. I guess he thought he was protected. So he's saying he didn't do all this stuff. Well, the first person I ever knew, the first R&B was Usher. Usher was the first person that pointed Diddy out. This was years ago. Right back when Usher was a kid. And then Justin Bieber is the latest. One that, I mean, he was like, he would take Justin Bieber shopping and do all this stuff. But I jumped 50 Cent though about the shopping thing. 50 Cent, and he did that same thing, and he's from New York. So 50 is like, you know what I mean, a little different, the opposite end of what Justin Bieber would be. But he asked 50 about coming hanging out. This is when 50 first getting it, coming around, and you know what I mean? And nobody knew who 50 was but people in New York. And he's talking about taking his shopping, and he's like, for what? He's just talking about you so cold. He said, it's like the suit you look like in different outfits. And 50 said, man, that was crazy. And they asked Diddy about that on live on a radio show one morning. And and he says that he just wanted to buy him some clothes. He didn't know he's about to be seen by a lot of people just wanting a different outfit. And that was like, you could tell that was, you know what I mean, the lies. And then Justin Bieber come along, and that's the one who really opened my eyes. And that boy, you can see it, man. You can see some of them videos, and he's standing beside Diddy. He does not want to be there. That boy's mama and daddy should be home. Like, they should have never let that boy around Diddy. And then, like I say, Casey is the one who he paid, and that is where it all come apart. Because he's saying he didn't do it. Well, everybody in the industry is saying, if you didn't do it, why didn't you pay? You know what I mean? So, and they don't need it no more. And he went against corporate because, I know what goes a little deeper in there, Snoop Dogg and another dude that's an old hip hop legend. They Master P. They come out with a cereal. Walmart put it on the back of the shelf. They won't put it out front. Well, they investigated. Diddy took their side, saying that this biscuit stuff that they sell, because it had Patti LaBelle on it, they thought they was gonna be in the same thing. Well, Patti LaBelle don't own the biscuits. Somebody else owned it. They just pay her for her name.
Right.
So they pay her they got $150 million worth of profit, and she only got $20 million. And Diddy opened his mouth about that and stepped where he shouldn't have. They don't want him no more. They don't need him no more. They done with him. And he's sick, too, though. I mean,
well, yeah. But I'll tell you what, Randall, when you want to talk hip hop, you have picked the right show and the two right guys to take a deep dive on this topic.
I can tell. We're so much back and forth. And
now, but look, here's the thing. In my job, and thank you, Randall, for the call as always. You know, this is a big story. I know enough about him.
Yeah.
I don't have to listen to his music to know that this guy is a huge player, and this is a gigantic scandal, should it play out to be true.
And I'm watching a live feed from one of the L.A. TV stations, and man, there are agents. I mean, his property is just swarming with federal agents right now.
It must be pretty sinister, pretty serious. All right, we have JR.
Yeah, I wanted to ask David. I heard in the news earlier today that 2/3 of all of our tax revenue was going to service the debt. And I'm going to hang up and listen. I just wanted David's thoughts, near-term, long-term, any ideas that he's got about where we're going to go with all of this.
Well, I mean, I guess maybe 2/3 of the income tax collections might be going to service the debt, because the debt service is now going to cost us this year $1 trillion just to pay the interest on the debt.
How can the conscience keep doing this?
Yeah, it's just unimaginable. And we're adding $1 trillion every 100 days over the last year. That's been about the pace. And Biden, he lies, you know, every time he opens his mouth, he lies. But the most egregious lie he tells on a regular basis is when he goes out and talks about the budget and talks about how much he's reduced the deficit by.
Oh, my God.
He has massively increased debt spending. We're going to, his budget contemplates $2.3 trillion deficit for one fiscal year. That's what his budget would create.
So, yeah, it's not sustainable. Obviously, it's not sustainable, but nobody in the White House or in Congress is willing to make a hard decision. You could put us, and Rand Paul suggests this every year, just put the federal budget on a diet and demand a 1% decrease in the baseline budgets of every department every year for the next 10 years. You will balance the budget if you do that. It'd be relatively painless, a gradual reduction in deficit spending, and then once you balance the budget, you can go about reducing the debt. It's not that hard, but no one, it's because of the media, okay?
Right.
The Republicans have given up talking about cutting spending because they know if they do, they're going to be completely smeared and attacked by the news media and probably, you know, threatened by Democrat interests with blackmail and other punishments for doing so. So there's no one in Washington other than Rand Paul with apparently the personal integrity or the guts to even talk about cutting spending. And I don't know what these people think. I guess they're, you know, you get elected to Congress, you go out there, and what you're trying to do is get involved in as much grit as you can for the time that you're out there to set yourself up to be able to survive the coming catastrophe, because nobody's doing anything really productive on that particular issue.
It's amazing. Even a simple, as you mentioned, use the word painless way to turn this around, and they don't even want to talk about that.
Yeah, and you know, the problem is that by refusing to take a gradual approach to it like that, what you're doing is inevitably setting up an economic collapse and catastrophe, which will come sooner or later.
Tammy Bruce reporting that new polls show RFK Jr. is hurting Biden and helping Trump.
Yeah.
So when are they going to rub him out, man, or find a way to get him out of running for president?
Well, I don't, you know, RFK is a loyal Democrat. Everyone keeps forgetting this. And he's said consistently that if it looks like he would take more votes from Biden and could tilt the election to Trump, he will get out voluntarily. And I don't think there's any reason to disbelieve him on that. Uh-huh. I think we should take him at his word because he's just a Democrat. Okay. He's right about a few things. He's right about Fauci. He's right about COVID. He's right in a lot of ways about vaccines in general. He's wrong about everything else, and disastrously wrong about everything else. And so,
he's right there with the climate alarm thing, too.
Right, yeah, yeah, it's exactly.
Budgetarily and in terms of limiting freedoms, the biggest threat of all the many threats the Democrats have mounted. When we come back, Obama had a little chat with his former vice president over the weekend. I want to get into that. And also, David, we have to take a moment to discuss Shohei Ohtani and what's really going on there, because that is starting to look not good for him.
It certainly is.
It's all ahead. David Blackman is our guest, and we have a half hour left to visit the Idiocracy. It's really much more than a 3-hour tour, but we don't have 3 hours, so we'll do the best we can. Georgia Floors Direct. When Dick McAdam was first looking to put a wholesale flooring distributor here in our area, he looked at a lot of places, but he was fascinated by the bypass because at that time it was a bypass. Most of the city was to the west of where that road went. But he saw that the city was growing to the east by leaps and bounds, and he said, this is going to be the center of town one day, and boy, was he ever right. And Georgia Floors Direct, perfectly situated to customers all throughout the river region. In fact, customers not even in this state. 7 other states have customers and contractors who come to Georgia Floors Direct for the enormous selection in all types and styles of flooring, for the wholesale pricing. And of course, locally, when you deal with them, their installers are going to install that floor. So it's all Georgia Floors Direct. The customer service is second to none because Jeff Mallinson, the human definition of great guy, customer service. He has found people who are very much like him and embrace the way they greet and take care of the people who take time to look for flooring at Georgia Floors Direct. That's why they've been around since 1969. And they'll outlive me, although I wouldn't say that's much of a challenge, especially with the news being the way it is. But you catch my drift. They're on the boulevard across from Lowe's. And look for Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook as we revisit Skipper on this Monday afternoon in the Idiocracy.
We have an accident from earlier, Troy Highway at Taylor Road. Please use caution while they try to clear that one. Very busy everywhere. Light to mostly moderate traffic. No other major problems. Couple of minor accidents, but they're off the road or not in places that are really going to slow you down. I-65 at 85, light to mostly moderate traffic and getting busier by the minute. Buckle up. Be safe. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has financing as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
An agricultural lawyer who took on the Alabama Farm Credit Union is now taking on the Biden administration. Dustin Kittle first made headlines on 1819 News for alleging that the Alabama Farm Credit Union had violated federal lending laws in connection to the loans made to him regarding agricultural properties. Now Kittle is suing Joe Biden for neglect of duty in not yet filling two vacant seats on the U.S. Farm Credit Administration Board. Kittle wants those two seats filled so he can resolve the legal issues that have erupted between him and the AFC. Kittle has filed a writ of mandamus against Joe Biden, and he cited the Farm Credit Act of 1971 as the supporting law for demanding that Joe Biden take action. Two of the current board members are on holdover status until the two board seats are filled, which Kittle maintains is interfering with changing policies or rules, and he says ultimately it's harming the FCA and the whole system. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having the people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A social media influencer in Mobile is promoting prom in that area. Ophelia Nichols goes by the name Mama Tot on TikTok. She has donated dozens of dresses to two salons in the Mobile area in order to help high school female students attend prom and be well-dressed for that occasion. The prom dress drive has resulted in 150 dresses collected so far. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a storm system fast approaching. The winds are picking up ahead of it, and wind advisory is in effect tonight with winds gusting as high as 35 miles per hour. We're dry through the evening hours, but scattered showers developing in the overnight hours, low 62. Showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Locally heavy downpours at times, high 71. Wednesday's high 73. We'll be in the upper 60s on Thursday, mostly sunny, and then warmer by the weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Wolfpack, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles, everyone.
March, the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
That song gets very short when it's down to the final four. It is 4:40 on News Talk 93.1 FM, our weekly exploration of the Idiocracy with our blogger friend, David Blackman, and we will give his blog address before we wrap up today. There were a lot of really horrendous calls. I don't watch the games, but I read enough about events to at least have an intelligent conversation. Some severe underperformances by some teams. I mean, that's going to happen. But what brings it to mind, David, is this, first of all, the explosion of online gambling, which is legal, and the breaking story last week that still does not smell very good, and that's Shohei Ohtani being investigated by MLB with his interpreter, who somehow managed to take $4.2 million out of his account and nobody noticed. Where's all this going? What are you hearing on this?
Ohtani apparently thinks he's Joe Biden because in about 4 minutes he's scheduled to go before the press and read a prepared statement, but he's not going to take any questions. So I guess we'll find out more when he reads that prepared statement. But right now, the story as it sits right now, well, when it first broke, the story was that Ohtani had allowed this guy to, he'd loaned him $4.2 million to give to this bookie. Then, within just a few hours, the story morphed into, well, the interpreter really stole the money from Ohtani somehow and sent a wire transfer to the bookie. Now, how in the hell would this translator manage to convince the bank, whatever bank Ohtani deals with, Wells Fargo, whoever it is, to let him authorize a $4.2 million wire transfer to a known high-class or high-level bookie in the Los Angeles area without Ohtani signing off on it? That it doesn't pass the smell test.
No, not at all.
And so what my fear is that maybe all these bets, gambling debts, were really Ohtani's. And, you know, which, if you apply Occam's razor to this situation, that would be the simplest explanation for this all, wouldn't it?
Yes, and it continues baseball's great tradition of having some of its biggest and best players tossed out of the game for gambling-related issues.
Yeah, and Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe.
Yeah, you can bet that Rob Manfred is gnashing his teeth on potential avenues out or around this mess.
Well, so, you know, someone asked me this question over the weekend. Well, what would happen to that enormous contract Ohtani signed with the Dodgers? Well, every contract has a morals clause in it. Every athletic contract is going to have a morals clause. So, I mean, it would have the impact of saving the Dodgers 380, or what was it, $450 million? Some crazy.
Well, it all works out to
number.
$700 million total.
Right.
The way this thing is structured.
Yeah, yeah. So I just don't know. I mean, he's the greatest player alive today. I think it would be a shame if that's how this all turns out. Not just because I'm a Dodgers fan, but just because he's the greatest baseball player alive today.
I got to ask you another question, sir, about the Dodgers. Over the offseason, they outbid. They were not the only team. So this was a consensus opinion. The best pitcher available was Yamamoto.
Yeah.
And because the Mets and the Phillies all put $300 million bids on this guy, but the Dodgers got him. They opened the season, and I don't care for this going to Seoul, South Korea to open the
season. No, I don't either. I think that was a bad move.
They go over there, and they throw out their new superstar pitcher, and he makes it through one inning.
Got shelled, yeah.
He's got
five runs in the first inning.
Yeah, he's got a 45.00 ERA. And I don't know how about you, David, but even if I had the money, I don't think I'd feel too good about that kind of a return on a $300 million. I know it's only one game, but now the pressure's really going to be on this guy, and it could psych him out.
Dave Roberts posted the rotation, the starting pitcher rotation, for the first five games. And, of course,
Yamamoto scheduled to start the third game of the season, and I just responded, well, you better have the full bullpen ready for game three, boy.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's just, wow. That's a billion. Maybe they should rename the team the Los Angeles Government, because they're in a position where they could end up wasting even more money than, relatively speaking, to their income than our own government is.
You know, and it's so surprising, too. I mean, it's really surprising to me because the guy apparently has incredible stuff.
Yeah.
He throws the ball 100 miles an hour. He's got a sinker and a curve and a slider and some pitch that breaks back into a right-handed hitter, performs like a screwball but isn't a screwball. And, you know, I mean, he was getting rave reviews throughout the spring, and then his last start of the first part of the spring season, he got shelled. Then he goes out to Korea and gets shelled. And so now everybody's thinking, well, what's going on? Is he having some kind of arm issue? Or is he just, you know, choking because he's facing major league hitting or what? But it's wild. Yeah. And that's the contract that was like $350 million for that.
No, it was huge. By the way, the Dodgers were not the only team that had those great expectations from this guy.
Yeah, the Mets wanted him bad,
Steve Cohen, he just can't throw enough money away on pitchers. And by the way, what is it with players today? Are they made out of like a bailing wire or something? They're just falling apart.
Yeah. Garrett Cole's having elbow problems now.
Because
the Dodgers have three pitchers in the last 2 years have had Tommy John surgery. It's just wild.
My daughter briefly dated a college pitcher when she was at Florida Atlantic University, which also got booted out of the tournament over the weekend. And I took this young man and my daughter and his parents out to dinner. And he was talking about, you know, his baseball dream. And he showed me his elbow. Now, this kid was 19, 20 years old, and he already had the Tommy John scar.
Yeah.
They're getting it done before they need it. So, which to me is like, this is like the whole trans thing with these mutilating surgeries before, you know, that's another thing that's crazy too. It's just,
I've got a friend who has a friend who's actually a major league scout. And what he told me a couple of weeks ago is what's happening. If you remember two seasons ago, mid-year, Major League Baseball told the pitchers they couldn't use pine tar anymore to get a better grip on the ball.
Yeah.
Remember they were using pine tar? And so what's happened is, since they can't use that pine tar to get a better grip, and that was helping the pitchers increase their spin rate on their curves and sliders and get a better break on the ball, they're having to now, they're feeling so much pressure to get that spin rate up that they're putting so much torque on their curves and sliders, it's really a lot of extra wear and tear on their elbows and those tendons. And so, you know, that makes sense to me.
Yes,
it does. Maybe Major League Baseball should reconsider that policy.
We have a call from Sparky at 448. Sparks.
Yeah, you brought up the baseball, so you opened the door. did you see the Bob Uecker address to the Hall of Fame?
Well, he's been in it for a long time. In fact, MLB Network has a one-hour special on Bob Uecker that's very, very entertaining. The guy's hilarious.
I'm telling you, I laughed for 25 minutes.
Yeah. My favorite.
You want me to send it to you?
Sure. I would appreciate it. Thanks, Sparky. The funniest thing, he was a Johnny Carson favorite. And so they're showing pictures, action photos from Uecker's career.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of Uecker with his head tilted back and somebody's pouring champagne into his mouth, right? He said, Johnny says, is that a celebration? He says, no, that's my pregame warm-up. You kind of have to see the picture. But the guy was just so glib and quick. And still, is he still calling games? I think he's like 90.
Well, he may still be working for the Cardinals. I don't know.
I mean, the Brewers.
I know he was just a couple of years ago.
The Brewers. He's still with the Brewers.
The Brewers, yeah. I ran a funny story 25 years ago. I was coming back into DFW Airport. I'd been up in Washington. Going to the baggage claim area, and I hear everybody laughing. Everybody's laughing out loud. And I walk in there to where
our bags are supposed to be coming out. And there's Bob Uecker.
Wow.
Sitting there with Charlie Pride, of all people. They had both just happened to be on the same flight coming into DFW. And they were sitting there just entertaining the whole crowd. Had everybody in a baggage claim area. Bags were just going around on the turnstile, not being picked up because nobody wanted to leave.
Right.
Those guys were putting on a show. It was hilarious.
That is one of those chance celebrity chance. In fact, I've done shows where I've had people call in and talk about their chance celebrity encounters, and there's a lot of great stories like that out there.
Yeah, yeah. And he and Charlie Pride knew each other when they were young, because if you remember, Charlie Pride came up in the Cardinals organization. He was actually a major league quality baseball player before he hurt his knee.
I do remember reading something about that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I want to make sure that we have covered... Oh, the Moscow terror attack. Is this... you can't take any story, David. Anything, whether it happens here or somewhere else, at face value.
Right.
Is this another... what do they call those? Black ops?
False flag?
Yeah,
could be. I don't know, and that is the problem here. And I wrote about that at the first of the Ukrainian war with Russia, is we couldn't trust anything being, and we still can't, being reported about that war in our news media or in the Russian news media. And frankly, I don't know if the Russian news media is any worse or any better than our news media anymore. You can't trust anything. And so, you know, we're being shown all these videos of these four people who look... If you compare them to the videos that were taken live of the shooting incident, they do look like the right people, and we're being, you know, shown what they're telling apparently the authorities, and so, you know, it does, and apparently ISIS did take credit for the attack. So, you know, I mean, but you can't, is ISIS trustworthy? Is the Russian media trustworthy?
David, you
is
just
the American media trustworthy?
What kind of world are we living in when we can't even trust ISIS?
Yeah, I mean, you can't trust anything, and that's the sad thing. You can, if you spend as much time looking at it as I do, you can get a good sense of what's accurate and what's not in the American media.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just have not the first clue how to decipher anything coming out of Russia.
By the way, I don't know you, but I said...
I'm shocked.
When I heard that the Boeing CEO and a few other heads were rolling over at that place.
Yeah, but you know what? They're going to let him keep his job till the end of the year. What the hell? What are you doing? No.
That's ridiculous.
Walk him out the door today.
By the way, I got fired by News Talk today, but I'm going to be around until January because I just don't want to rush.
Exactly. Exactly.
We have one call, and then we'll be wrapping up, and the time goes by too damn fast, but we'll come back on Thursday, right?
Yes, sir.
Biloxi Gambler.
Yeah, I'm back on baseball. Sorry.
No.
Everybody knows about P. Rose, right? Okay,
yep.
So let's just put that in the background. Now, so Shomei, the first story was that he paid illegal gambling debts for his best friend.
Right.
Right.
Overseas. And you got to pay those people because it could be ugly, right? All right. So, listen, and then they said he stole it. Greg, Greg, you have a daughter. Forget a best friend. Your daughter doesn't have access to $4.5 million of your money.
No. I give her
money.
No,
it doesn't make any sense at all. Yeah.
I send her every dime I can when I can.
Shomei is involved in this, and he was going through the best friend and all that, and they're going to try to sweep it under the rug, but you've got to put Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. Don't care.
Pete would be in the Hall of Fame if he had just thrown himself at the mercy, stuck to the story that he didn't bet on baseball. But I'm sorry, I have an addiction. It's a sickness, friends, and I've overcome this, and here are the steps I've taken. But I played baseball with my heart and soul. I beg your forgiveness. That's all he had to do. Trust the American
people. That's not what he's doing.
No, he's not. He just digs in and makes it worse for himself every time.
Gambling on the side doesn't affect what he did on the field. He's a Hall of Fame baseball player. So there you go.
I agree.
I agree with that.
Look, thanks for the call. How stupid is it? Baseball's all-time hit leader is not in the Hall of Fame. Baseball's all-time home run hitter, Barry, my hat size went up by two accidentally, Bonds, and so many others that will never get a whiff of the Hall of Fame because they cheated. You know, they used modern chemistry to inflate their numbers. They got the big contracts and they got the money they were after, but they're never going to get the glory. God, that sounded profound, yeah. Even for me.
It does.
You hang
but the one thing I will say about that,
yes,
is in defense of Roger Clemens and even of
Bonds.
Yeah, Barry Bonds. Those guys had both had Hall of Fame careers mm-hmm. before they ever took a steroid.
You are correct. They absolutely both of them.
Roger Clemens had already won three Cy Young Awards. Mm-hmm. He was by far the best pitcher of his generation. Barry Bonds, you know, he wasn't a world beater, but he was, you know, he was a 30 home run, 100 RBI guy, 320 batting average,
yeah.
Year in, year out. Those guys both were Hall of Famers before steroids.
Yeah.
You know, the rest of them, it's hard to make that case for any of the rest of them, but with those two, I would just say maybe voters should consider that.
And technically, baseball had not outlawed steroids during the time that they were using them.
Exactly.
So they weren't breaking any rules, although they may have broken some laws by obtaining the whole Balco thing with Bonds out in San Francisco. And eventually he had enough money to buy his way out of that trouble, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So Ohtani is making his statement, Greg, and he's just doubling down on the same story.
That it was stolen?
Yeah, Ape has been stealing my money from my account and telling lies. I'm very saddened and shocked that someone who I trusted had done this. I never bet on baseball or any other sport. I have never asked someone to do it on my behalf.
Do we believe this?
No.
It's a hard one to believe.
It's
a really hard one to believe.
It really is. And you wonder why a guy who had, and of course he hasn't been charged with anything yet, but he's in the middle of this very dark cloud. A guy who truly had the world by the ass with both hands would let it slip away on something like this. Just insane. Let's hope it's not true. Let's hope he stays and plays because he is good for the game and he's incredibly, incredibly talented.
Someone would have to come up with some kind of documented evidence that he's lying about this.
Yeah.
For the thing to change, right? I mean, if there's no documented evidence that says he placed any bets and there's no bookies lurking out there ready to come forward and say otherwise, then, you know,
it's
a hard to believe story, but I guess we have to take it.
Can I ask you a very probative question, sir?
Sure.
You are such a prolific writer and you write such good stuff. Are you sure you're not taking steroids to be that?
Yeah, I take steroids. I rub steroids on my hands to keep the arthritis away.
David Blackman, we thank you for your time as always. Can you give your blog location one more time?
Sure. It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics, blackman.substack.com for energy. I write about both every day. Come and see me.
All righty.
That was funny.
Oh, you mean the comment about, David, thank you, my friend. You're the
all
best.
All right. See y'all Thursday. Bye, bye. Rosie.
All right, where are we going next here? Let's talk about Duncan Tomlinson. When a family crisis occurs, and if you live enough life, you begin to realize how many different ways a family crisis can occur. Sometimes you can sense it coming, sometimes you're ambushed, but whatever, it's a very emotional time. And the knee-jerk reaction is, I can handle this. Well, that's not the way to approach it. The approach you should take is at least consulting with Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson at Delkin Tomlinson, specialists in family law, in divorce, in child custody, in adoption, basically anything that would require